What is up, beautiful people, and welcome to season 2, episode 40 of Late with Nate. Now, as always, I want to say thank you for everybody joining, and to all the new listeners, thank you for sticking with me. You came in at a time when I was, you know, going through some shit, so I wasn't really active, but I'm more proactive now and getting my groove back like Stella. So thank you all for sticking with me, and without further ado, let's get started. Now, today, I am going to be munching throughout, so thank God I give y'all background music, because who want to hear all this crunching and ASMR, right? But contrary to my name, I do not always make my episodes at night, because a nigga gotta sleep, and a nigga gotta work, and a nigga gotta get up in the morning and got shit to do. So, yeah. Sometimes it'll be in the middle of the day. Sometimes it'll be before I go to bed. Sometimes it's bright early in the morning. Just depends. But just so you know, because I try it late at night, and if you pay close attention, you will notice that I try to do it in the beginning, like my early episodes. Earlier seasons, and let me tell you, I was falling asleep. Nigga was drowsy, so it was not cute, you know. But I am back, and grateful for everybody sticking with me. Hold on, y'all. I would say I'm being a fat bitch, but I'm not. I'm sitting here with peanut butter, carrots, and celery. But then I cheated. I gave myself a little cheat code, and I got some pop and some Snickers, but I got the little mini bars, like the little squares. So it's not a full candy bar. It's like three pieces of one full candy bar. Cause I'm trying to like discipline myself, but it's like, why are you eating healthy and then having sugar and pop at for the least? But shit, you know how it be. And I thought of a cute thing to do, so I can get back consistent, because, you know, life just got with me. Life just got to me when, after season 1, like, a lot of stuff was happening when I was trying to get season 2 off the ground. And I kind of lost my rhythm with you guys, because I'm supposed to be making 30 episodes a year, and this is the 10th episode that I've made for season 2, so I am 20 episodes behind. When with less than 2.5 months to finish, and really was less than a month to finish, because I like to give myself that little grace period in between seasons, so I'm not just bombarding you guys back to back like that, you know what I mean? Like, I want to close out, you know, end the season, come back, okay, boom, the next season, give it 3 weeks to a month. So in off seriousness, I need to finish up season 2 by like November 20th. So I'm going to try to do things like this where when I got some downtime and I'm having lunch or dinner and I can like do commentary and eat and talk with you guys. Because something about eating while I'm talking to you guys is so much more rewarding than when I'm just like sitting here like with my brain like scatterbrained and I'm just trying to force the words out. It almost feels like I'm sitting here with my friends and I'm sitting here eating my dinner and we just talking, we just chat. But when I'm literally like just talking to them like silently and I'm trying to push a topic, sometimes it feels forced. And that's why I'd be kind of spaced out some of the time, because I'm trying to keep the momentum. This helps. Even though it's random bullshit that I'm talking about, it's keeping the clock going. Because one thing that I learned with my bachelor's degree in TV and radio is that dead air is like totally bad. Not good at all, you know. You want to make sure that your audience is being entertained for your show. So whether you hear me crunching, you hear my background music, you hear me singing in the background, anything, you know, keep it going. And honestly, sometimes when I talk about certain things, it could be kind of serious. So to put me in the mood, you know, while I'm in the midst of talking with you guys. So. But on a brighter note, I am feeling decent. Feeling pretty level. Finally got a lot of business taken care of. But a long time cooking. But I got a lot of shit done. A lot of accomplishments. I'm very happy. And finally, you know, a nigga's still on the budget for sure. But it's not so tight that I can't breathe, you know? I don't like living like that. So that's another reason why I was MIA. I had to handle some business. You see, I did good this time. It's only been 8 days. But I'm going to have to be way more consistent now, because again, I got 20 more episodes to make by the middle of November. Like November 20th, I need to be finishing, because season 3 starts December 20th. So I want to give myself that month. Not that I haven't like been ghosting y'all. Like, what are you talking about? You were gone for like a whole month before. That was a little intermission, guys. Intermission. But I hope everybody is doing well. Just a little checkup. My demographic and my audience. Please be careful out there. Y'all know the winter time coming. Kids going back to school. Well, they in school, you know. And this is the sick time. You know, the beginning of the summer, the beginning of the school year is always bank. Like the first 2 months is like awesome.
But once, like this time, like mid-October, you fucked. Because kids start getting cold, kids start hacking. And we're not even worried about the flu no more. Like, it's COVID, you know. Then you got fucking, excuse me. You got fucking Israel in a, over there in a war. And, it's just crazy. Because literally, World War III might start because of this shit. We was already dealing with Putin earlier this year. And now we're dealing with that, so just be careful out there, y'all. There's so much going on. Be safe. On a lighter note, you know what I'm really fucking mad about? These fucking subscription prices. First of all, I know I got ADHD, but hold on. This is a really simple snack. And it's real good. Some celery and some peanut butter. That's all you need. Okay, anyway. You know what really grinds my gears? The fact that I'm paying $17.99, which is really $18 plus tax. But wait a minute. I think tax included, but still. Still. I'm paying $17.99. To look at Hulu. Not Hulu Plus. Just regular Hulu without the ads. Again, we go over here to Netflix. Let me tell you something. When they had Netflix, where you send the DVDs and you wait a couple of days for them to send it back, that shit was $4.99. $5 motherfucking. Okay? You get the regular stream, which of course had no ads. Easy breezy cover girl, right? $9.99. It's been $9.99 for like a good 5 years when it comes to digital shit. I think even longer than that. It's been $9.99 for a very long time. Only when you wanted to upgrade with the extensions and all that, did they increase that Netflix. Now, I'm paying $11.99. $12 for my Netflix. $12. Then you go over here to Peacock. And I don't keep it real. The only reason why, I mean, now I keep it for other reasons. But in the very beginning,
the only reason why I had Peacock was because they took The Office off Netflix and put it on Peacock. Because The Office had been on Netflix for so long and it had a good run, but it was one of the older shows. So they put it on a different platform. Cool. That's the only reason why I have Peacock. Peacock ain't even been around a year, and you mean to tell me you're gonna increase your shit up too? You was just at $9 motherfucking dollars. Now you at, and see, where they got people real bad, they had everybody fooled in the beginning. $5. You get $5 with commercials. Then if you don't want commercials, it's $10. Cool. No problem. Now it's $12 with no commercials. So, with Peacock, Hulu, Netflix, plus my Spotify, that's like $50. It's ridiculous. Almost $50. So I can feel bad for a motherfucker that's paying for movie channels and shit. I would never. I don't even look at TV like that anymore. And when I do, it's the same old shit that I always look at. My anime, my cartoons, my romantic comedies, my action, and my adventure. And I may have a few little dramas that I like, depending on what it is. But most of that stuff makes me a little too sad, and I start reflecting on my own personal life. So I try to keep my shit I look at easy breezy. That's why I don't watch horror movies, because I take this shit too serious. Because energy really is all around this, and so is death. So really, like, they're not lying when they make these certain movies, but I don't like feeding into it because I know how I get. So why the fuck when I need to have all these movie channels with all these different genres that I don't even look at, you know what I'm saying? And people be having like a whole bill, like in the hundreds. Mm-mm. That's crazy. So my cheap ass, probably by the end of the year, we'll be going back to ads on my subscription so that I can get lower prices, because I'm not going up any further. I'm not going up any further. Because really, the commercials ain't bad. You watch a commercial in between the show. Take a little break, get up, use the bathroom. You know what I mean? Like that. Ooh. Okay. Ooh, that was close. I thought I pressed the end button on my phone. I was trying to get peanut butter off my phone, and I thought I pressed the button. That would have been bad. Okay. Now I'm done eating like a fat hoe. Let me eat this last piece of candy. But that shit is really pissing me off. All because of this damn strike. With these damn writers, actors and producers and stuff. It's retarded. But that is true. Extroverts would not be able to live so freely without us introverts. You know, we need each other. We give you structure, and you give us passion, you know. You get us up off the ground. And we help you see the potential and structure within your abilities. But we need each other. And that's all this strike was about. It was about giving respect to the writers. Okay, we might not be the actors putting on the suits, you know, doing this and that. But without the story, you wouldn't know what to do. Because you didn't think of the idea, you know. So, it's just crazy because we all have to suffer as citizens. I don't give a fuck what you say. Whether you got money or not, whether you white, privileged or not. When one person suffers, we all suffer. It may not happen to you that exact same way, but it's going to affect you in some shape or form. Because while these actors are losing money and all these actors are going on strike, we're having to pay for this, that, and the third in abundance to make up for all the money that they're losing. So everybody's losing. And which leads to the bigger thing of why we treat people with such injustice anyway when we're all suffering together and we all end the same. I mean, I'll never not understand why we act so dumb, but maybe it is just what we are. Like, we try to act like we're so intelligent because we know how to build things or we know how to speak a certain way or do a certain thing, but really, our emotional and processing is very primal. And I'm not talking just about our emotional side where we get emotional. I'm talking about how we handle things, like, with our maturity level. Like, it's not, we're not there at all. You could be a grown-ass man and still acting like you 17. You know, you could be 50 years old and still act like you 17 years old. And that's, but then some 17-year-olds can act like they're 40. You know, so it's just, it's crazy. It's just a whole lot of hoopla to me. It really is. Oh, hold on, honey. It's a little chilly. Chilly. Ooh. Okay. I know it's October, but I am cold. Like, I hate it. It's not even cold yet. And I'm hoping it don't get too bad this winter. Cause Lord, I can't afford it. Shit. But hold on, let me get comfy, y'all. Woo. Okay, there we go. Woo! I am in it to win it. I'm Miss Corbin Blue and Kiki Palmer Beckett. In it to win it. Oh, yeah. Ooh, my childhood, honey. That blissful ignorance. But what was he talking about? Oh, yeah, the writer's strike. It's just like, yeah, we need each other and we all suffer. you think you winning, but you losing, girl. So it'd be like, come on. Oh, hold on, y'all. I'm sorry. It was some crazy stuff going outside. Like, what was that noise? Oh my god. The hustle and the bustle. But yeah. Ooh, that snack hit the spot. I'm not gonna fucking lie. I was gonna have some coffee, but cause since I have coffee, I gotta poop. I don't see how people go to Starbucks, because I could do that every day. Just having diarrhea like that? And people know they going to be having diarrhea when they go to Starbucks. I mean, it literally be like that. Like, you go to Starbucks,
and they make them drink. I mean, you ain't having nothing but watery sugar.
And I say watery sugar because that's what it is.
It ain't sugar water, it's watery sugar.
Yes.
All right. As I'm saying now, I'm like, ooh, I gotta go to the bathroom. My bad, it was that peanut butter. What'd you get there?
My doggies are just telling me, they're like, what you doing? What is with that with dogs every time? When you trying to go to the bathroom, they was gonna sit in here. Like, it's a religious thing. They sit in here without a doubt. Calm yourself. I heard something. Hold on.
It was all like,
don't you hate that when you doing something and then you just hear noises you don't normally hear? Okay, it's a little less. So sorry about that, guys. It was just some shit going on outside. And I found out what it was. As I can hear now. It's just they're working on some parts. Working on some shit outside. But it was throwing me off because I was like, who the fuck is that? Nobody say nothing about that. They just came out here and randomly fixed it. Cause that's what y'all do. Y'all just fix on the outer. Y'all don't help fix on the inside. And y'all will understand what I'm talking about in my next episodes. Because I know I'm not the only one with this problem. But if I randomly talk about it right now, y'all not gonna understand shit I'm talking about. Hold on. Okay, I'm back. Oops, sorry. But yeah, what I was talking about, I will be talking about
two new episodes I will be talking about is apartments / maintenance, and then one of the really good topics is Black folks, because I think these are conversations that go together, and when I speak about one, you'll understand why I feel the way about another. But I think if I throw it all within the last 30 minutes, we're not really going to get a full understanding. So I will try to remember, but next episode will be about the struggles that I've been dealing with, so that you guys know. But in short, it's just dealing with Black people and seeing that we push this big narrative about racism, and it's always so black and white, right? Literally. And I've just gone to realize that we hurt people hurt people. So while I'm looking out for somebody on the outside, it's the people on the inside that's actually hurting me the most. And I just really want to bring that to light in more detail in my future episodes, because I know I'm not the only one going through things like this, and it needs to be discussed. It needs to be discussed. And something needs to be done about it. I mean, clearly, this generation is shot, but maybe the next generation can have a voice, because maybe our kids and our kids' kids will say, hey, enough is enough. Because I'm just really tired of the fakeness, the hypocrisy of it all. And that moment that I just blocked out with you guys where I was gone for a second, that kind of led to a topic I'm going to talk about. But if I go into it, I'm going to be like, okay, I got to explain myself. So I will go into further situations. But yeah, it's just been a lot. It's just been a lot. Again, I'm really sorry about the story times. I know that we were supposed to do more, but that I can talk about. The reason why I'm not doing story times anymore is because the story times that I was pulling from was my own life, and some of these memories that I thought were real were not. So I honestly, I don't want to take you guys down memory lane with me and have all these good, happy memories of joy, but they're really lies and manipulation. Because again, I want to be as honest and real as I can. But by still respecting other people's boundaries, I'm not just on here to blast people. You know, because at the end of the day, it's not about, ooh, I told on you. It's just about bringing awareness to the fact that people are doing things and they need to be accountable for it, because if it keeps being dismissed, then 50 to 100 years from now, it will be almost taboo to speak up against it. It's been going on so long, why bother? Why didn't people say something before? So that's why you should say something now. And honestly, my podcast is if I ever buckled down and got to this book. But again, life is getting to me. Because I'm going to tell you, I took a break from writing my book because I just felt romantically. Like, I have real love in my life. But romantically, I've never actually been loved like I thought I was. So while I'm writing this book of this person, I don't even know if that person exists. But I think that's my ego, you know, feeling hurt. Feeling like I can't find what I'm looking for, you know what I mean? But don't get me twisted, I'm not in any way trying to rush it. You know, when it comes, it's when it comes, it's just like I'm not old as dirt. You know, I still like to be youthful and bust a couple nuts for a crook, you know? So I'm hoping it's not like that far down the line, but I just, it's hard for me to write about something I only feel, but never experienced. You know, I only imagine, but I never actually actually had it, you know. Hold on, y'all. I'm being nosy. I'm just looking at what this dude is doing. Oh, that lady was walking past. I was wondering what he was talking to. I'm nosy, y'all. I be looking at everything. The older you get, you gotta realize that you have to pay attention to your surroundings. So, I be a nosy motherfucker, but yeah, it's just, I'll dig more in depth into it, but I haven't really, the reason why my episode's been kind of is because I haven't really been able to put what I've been going through into words yet. I know I said that last episode, but I still haven't, like, I don't know how to really write all this out. That's why I gotta stop writing, because it's just a lot of, but I'm really trying to keep it positive. But it's difficult. It's not easy. It's been difficult trying to stay motivated is the issue. Positive, not so much. Because I got things to be positive for, and even though I have flex, I still get up and handle my business. It's just staying motivated and what makes me happy, like my book, you know. Learning myself and learning what I want and what I need and what I choose in life after my experiences and my maturity, that does make me happy, because I'm learning myself and I'm growing and I'm learning something new. But I do get discouraged in my projects and my process, because I feel like I'm not making any progress. I'm not getting anywhere. I'm not going to find that person I'm looking for. You know, it's just, I just go there, and I know I shouldn't. But I do feel hopeless sometimes. I really do. You look at all the pain and destruction and literally the death around you, and it puts a damper in your optimism. So I'm just really trying to stay reasonable, you know. I don't want to be over the top with my optimism, but I also don't want to become cynical, because that's not going to help me either. So I'm enjoying this little balance that I have. It's decent. It's doing what needs to be done, you know? And I'm so sorry that I'm not the most... Because, like, first season was popping. We was getting it. We was doing our thing. And then life just got to me last year. Like, I started season 2 and shit was just shitty. It was really fucking shitty. I did not have a good 2023, and I did not begin on a good note at all. It was completely, but that was the, it was a good thing. It was a breaking point.
But it was like one of those things, it's gotta get worse before it get better. And here we are 10 months later, and I'm much better than I was in January and season two when I started back in December 20th of last year. Horrible. So it's been very hard for me to get back on my feet creatively and emotionally. Like, I've just been very numb. I've been very isolated. I've been feeling very comatose in a way. And that's why I say thank y'all for sticking with me, because I know it's hard to hear me in distress and hear my turmoil, because it's like, okay, he not his normal happy self, he not talking about shit. Like, even when I was doing story times and like current events, it was like enthusiastic, and you know, but lately it's been very gloomy, and I haven't really been able to kick back out of it. So that's why, again, I told y'all, I do not want to have a podcast where I'm depressed and sad in all my episodes. I don't want to be talking, hey everybody, so today we're going to be talking about death, and I just want to give up, and I don't want to talk like that all the time. I may do that sometime, you know, sometime I'm going to be transparent with y'all, but that other episode that was about life and what I had been going through, that was horrible. I had like 2 minutes of dead air because I literally spaced out from depression and couldn't even talk, you know. It was so like, but that was the only episode that I had like that, because I wanted to show you guys transparency. I wanted to be realistic. I didn't want to come out here always happy and energetic, because that's not how life is. But I don't want to be a gloom, because life is already hard enough. So when you hear negative energy, you start feeling crappy and it makes your day bad, you know. And vibrations and is everything. Like, energy is everything. So yeah, that's why I've really been in my head. There was a time when I thought I was gonna come back, and then I took another break off. Like, I was like, oh, I'm back, and then nope, I was still going through it. But I still needed to be there and say, hey, I'm still alive, I didn't die, I'm not ready. And now I'm starting to get my momentum back. It's starting to kick in. And I'm just trying to keep my head above water. I really am. So I thank y'all for sticking with me, because I know, you know, this season is pretty rough. And I am definitely going to be like rushing. Not rushing, but I'm going to be doing like season to season. I'm going to be doing a lot. Because I have 20 episodes to make up for. And that's a lot. That's a lot to do within the next month. That's like almost an episode every day, you know, or every other day. So real talk, I need to make one Friday, and then some Sunday, and then maybe one Monday. Like, I need to make a lot. But hopefully towards the end of the year, I'll have some more shit to say, because I really don't want to just give y'all 10 episodes, because I was literally like one episode. If I give y'all like 12 episodes, it was like one episode per month. And I'm going to feel bad like I didn't do enough. So I really gotta kick it in gear. And I'm trying. I just, yeah, it's just been really, yeah, it's been a lot. From the most of what y'all done got, you know, y'all know I've been dealing with my family. I had a personal relationship I was going through. And then it was just, you know, growing up and coming into myself and realizing my own hidden strength and realizing that, you know, I could do the things that I was worried about and thought I couldn't do. So it was just a lot. And I've just been trying to, like, stay on my feet and stay motivated. But I will be back in action. I just need, I don't know what I need. I just feel so, it's not heavy. I just feel kind of blank. You know that part where, you know that part of the movie where there's like those, a bomb hits in a certain area and it's by a bunch of people and the bomb, it blows up and it goes, and then it goes to that part where it goes in everybody's ear because everybody just went deaf. They can't hear. It's like, what? That's how my brain feels. It just feels a little, I can't hear anything. Like all my creative juices is just kind of, it's kind of ploppy. Cause I even went to the doctor. I was like, oh my, you know, am I sick or something? No, you're depressed, you're sad. Your body has been holding, you know, all this distress and grief and anxiety and you're tired and you need to recover, you know? And it's a mental thing. It's like, you really need to recover. So I'm really just trying to give myself grace. I know it's been a lot, you know, because I spent about a month and a half the first time, you know, off. So, and that's literally the intermission in between seasons. So that was bad. But I haven't been through it. It was like three things hit me at the same time. My family in the hole, my siblings, life and moving around and moving. Oh my God, sorry, that black person, those people were talking that loud. They just loud, anyway. But, yeah, I just, it was just a lot that hit me all at the same time. And I was not able to, like, I'm not able to really, like, I'm crawling right now. I haven't, like, got on my feet. I'm moving, but it's just like, yeah. Because it's like, what the fuck, you know? But I'm going to try not to think about it too much because I don't want to get, I can feel my energy. It's like, but yeah. It's just like, memories is a son of a bitch. Oh my God, who the fuck is this? Who the fuck is this? Oh my God, you get up. You a ghetto ass motherfucker. You sat here to complain like a nigga about some crusty bitch that you arguing with. I thought it was some. I thought something was going on. Just a fucking ghetto ass motherfucking nigga sitting here arguing about nothing, just making a scene. This nigga on his phone outside of my apartment, on the sidewalk area. He walking down the street talking on the phone, right? He's so loud, he alarming the maintenance crew and everybody else around the area, including myself. Cause I literally stopped for a second because I'm like, what's going on here? What's all this noise? I thought he was talking to the dude. He's not talking to the maintenance dude over here. He's talking to people on his phone as he's walking down the street. I'm just gonna add that shit to the episode because you want attention so bad. You want attention so bad. It's like, did we need to hear your whole fucking conversation? No. You were literally walking down the fucking street. You alarm people like that by being all loud like that around people, because that make people come out like, what's going on? Who fighting? You know what I'm saying? That is so fucking ghetto. That you're that ignorant that it's like, ooh, look at me. I'm on the phone with somebody. I'm arguing. Look at me. We do not need to know about your whole fucking conversation. I get so tired of that. And it's only black people that do that. It's only us. We are so ignorant. And I get so tired of that. You don't have no dignity and respect for yourself. And you don't respect others. But that's the thing. When you don't have any dignity and respect for yourself, you're not going to respect other people. It's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. That shit is so alarming. He literally was walking down the street fussing. He stopped right in front of our area where I told you the maintenance dude was working on the house. He stopped right near our area and started arguing on the phone. So the dude thought that he was talking to him. He's like, oh, what's up, bro? And he's just on the phone arguing. But he stopped. The thing is, he was walking down the street. He stops right in front of an apartment complex to argue in front of people and make a scene. You see what I'm saying? I get so tired of that shit. I get so tired of that shit with us because it's like, you don't see any other races doing that. It's so ghetto. It's so trashy. It's like, get over yourself. Obviously, if the relationship going that bad, you don't need to be in it. And clearly, if that's your character, you don't need a relationship. Jesus Christ. I can only imagine how you do to people that you actually care about. You know what I'm saying? It's just, But that will also be in my next episode. Because that just threw my mind. I was talking about something completely different. But it leads to the bigger scale of what I was talking about the black race. And colorism and racism within our own community. I am just tired of being ignorant to the fact that it exists. Like, we have always pushed the white man, the white man, the white man. And it don't matter what race you are. If you're not European, you've always said the white man did this, the white man did this. And I agree. Yes, the white man lynched us. He's enslaved us. All this shit. All of it. But what about what we do to ourselves, in our own communities, in our own families, in our own homes, in our own jobs? And what do when black people have a little bit of power in the government and they work with other black people? Don't tell me we don't backstab each other, because we can, because we have that power, and we do. And that's what needs to be talked about. We don't need to keep pushing the white man narrative, because the white man don't even have to do nothing to us. We do it to ourselves. We do it to each other. So that is just something that I want to talk about, because I'm tired of acting like it don't exist. I'm tired of, like, for example, there was this clip of this white interviewer interviewing Issa Rae. And as you all know, she's a black actress, yada, yada, yada. She's the voice for Google. She was doing a live interview and she was on stage and she had an audience. The white interviewer lady, she said Issa Rae instead of Issa Rae, and that crowd went into a fucking uproar. They was all like, you ain't say her name right, this, that, and the third. It was cute, it was funny. And she says, oh, don't shoot the messenger, you know, I'm part of the community, honey, calm down, I made a mistake, it's okay. And they moved on. You read the comments. You scroll down. You hear all these black men and women talking about, oh, I just don't like how that white woman told my people to be quiet. To quiet down. It just doesn't sit right with me. Really, yo people? We really yo people when the white people say something to us. But what happens when we close them doors and it's just you and me in here? You don't love and support me like you claim you do in front of another race. We all in the comments talking all this shit, but at the end of the day, we dog each other out bad. I have had more injustice from my own people than the white man, or any other race for that matter. So it just goes to show how fake and hypocritical we are. We will literally defend each other over drama that somebody else caused us, but then brag about killing each other. I mean, how many rappers out here are talking about killing other black men? When they make raps and they're rapping about beefs with these ain't other white folks. These are black people that you are boasting about and bragging about killing them. We brag about death, we brag about murder, it's a joke. But then watch, when somebody dies, then we all wanna, oh, we gotta stick together. I'll never forget when Nipsey Hussle died. Now you got two groups, got Crips and the Bloods, Blue and Red, okay? They've been had a beef since the beginning of time. They was all about murder, 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 murder. That's all they'd be about, right? Until one of the good guys in the gang got murdered. And he shouldn't have got murdered. He should have lived. But because he didn't, everybody was like, excuse me, everybody was like, oh my God, Nipsey Hussle, Nipsey Hussle. Even the game, who was a Crip, a Blood, I mean, I'm sorry, he was a Blood, he was on the Red Team, he even cried, because Nipsey Hussle was a Crip, he was on the Blue Team, like Snoop Dogg, but then the game was a Blood on the Red Team, and even he was like, oh my God, we gotta stop the injustice, we gotta stop killing each other, this ain't right. So if y'all know that we not supposed to be killing each other, then why y'all doing it? And that's the part of the ignorance that I cannot deal with black people anymore. I cannot deal with how ignorant we are with so many aspects of our lives and everyday, today shit. And it needs to be talked about. And I got 20 motherfucking seconds left on this hour, and we will talk about it in next episode, because it's some bullshit, you know? It's some bullshit. And that was just the icing up the kick with that dude yelling outside like that. Like he was making a whole scene and he wasn't even near us. You know what I'm saying? Like they just loud and they want to be loud. Look at me. Love you guys. See you guys later.